You hear a lot of men say things like, oh, a man is not loved unconditionally, but a woman and children are loved unconditionally. And we're going to talk about that today in this video. Is anyone really loved unconditionally? Stay tuned. My name is Fawn Vita and I am a budding mindset coach, and this channel is all about all issues and conversations that can lead to mindset coach, re-education and living better and happier. Guys, I don't know if you just noticed, I look a bit drained because I'm tired. I haven't slept all night. I'm just coming back from a shoot and I felt I had makeup on, so I wanted to just do a video now rather than preparing and, you know, getting my makeup done at another time. So today we're talking about unconditional love. Is anyone really loved unconditionally, or is that a myth? I hear a lot of men say things like, oh, as a man, you're only loved if you can provide, if you have money, if you can perform in different ways, including in the bedroom. But, you know, for women and children, they are loved unconditionally. And I think some women also believe that, but I beg to differ. I don't think anyone is loved unconditionally, except human beings being loved by God unconditionally. And even then, as Christians who have come into his belief, you are entitled to certain authorities, leverage based on his power and his name, which you believe in, which pretty much makes sense. But I don't subscribe to the school of thought that there is anyone in the world that is loved unconditionally, except maybe your children, of which relationships with our children can actually also drift apart, can actually also cut. And if they are causing you harm, pain, and I mean, when you have kids that hold a gun to your head, some parents actually cut them off. So what are we talking about here? Now, the thing is, in so many parts of the world, people believe that as a woman, your roles are cooking, cleaning, childbirth, supporting a man, giving good sex. Some men feel that, you know, having a business and having a career is okay and comes in line with all of that, but some don't think so. The point is, in a lot of climates, people accept these roles as peculiar to women. And for men, the roles are providing, being able to perform in bed, as a father, as a husband, being able to protect, being able to cater to, being the provider, the protector, you know, the shield, the head. And so many people have accepted that, you know, as the man's role. So now, obviously, when you accept that, a lot of people, if you have someone that is your protector, your provider, you obviously kind of depend on that person, right? To a large extent. Some of us become independent, some of us, you know, do our own bit, but some people just really depend on you. And honestly, if you're the provider in any equation, that is your job, right? But here's the thing, we're not even going to talk about the roles, because I have my own opinions on the roles and who should provide and blah blah blah, but that's not what this video is about today. So basically, if you say you love a woman, you don't love a woman who causes you heartbreak, a woman who's tormenting you day and night. Some people cannot even love a woman who can't give them children. Even if they love you, they don't stay with you. Some people cannot love women who, in their opinion, is rude, is a workaholic, is loud, is a bit wild, is a bit crazy. And some people can love these kind of women. I'm not saying that, you know, they are condemned, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that some people cannot love certain kinds of people. So it's really all about preference. Some women cannot love broke men. Some women actually find it difficult to love richer men because they're scared that maybe there's too many women around them. So women cannot love cute, like, pretty as fuck guys. So it's different, right? But once you find a person who fits into certain things that you like, that makes you happy, that tickles your fancy, that ticks off the criteria on your list, and then this guy or girl maybe makes you happy, makes you feel loved, makes you feel special, gives you the things you need from a relationship, a lover, you know, you love the person. And if that person should stop giving you those things, that love is capable of dwindling. Sometimes we hold it together, you know, we find ways to revive that love and to make it, you know, just last. But the point is, you're finding a way to revive it. That already tells you that it's actually fading away. So the point I'm trying to make is, we love people because of who they are to us, because they are something we like, something we've accepted, something we're looking for, something that makes us happy, or they just find a way to make us happy. So they may not necessarily be all the things we want, but they bring us a joy, a peace, a happiness, a love. Or for some people, I want to love a woman who can have children, give birth to children. I mean, I want children. I want a woman who can cook and clean. A lot of Nigerian men would say that. for some women, I want to love a man who can take care of me, who can provide, who can protect me. I want to love a man who can listen to me, you know. I don't necessarily need to be overly emotional. I will do the cooking, but as long as a man has covered some certain ground. For some women, it's like, I don't give a... If you have money, if you can provide for me or protect me, I'm going to do the providing for myself. I'm going to protect myself. I need you to love me, to complete me. I need you to make me feel special loved. I don't want to use the word validation, but I need you to make me feel like someone wants me, someone values me, like I make you happy. Like, this is a relationship. I support you. We support yourself. There's a bond. There's a foundation. It's strong. It's beautiful. The strength. Whether I have children, whether I don't have children, whether I can cook, whether I cannot cook, whether you fire, you have money, whether you don't have money, whether you can protect me, whether you can't protect me. Some people, it's deeper, right? It's about what I feel for you, what I feel with you, how I feel about myself with you. And some, for some men, it's the same thing. And when you find people like that, you will love them. And I don't want to use the word unconditionally, because if they ever stop being that person, when I say stop being that person, doesn't mean if they change tomorrow you hate them. No, people can change in different ways. As human beings, we grow, we evolve, we know, we change. But you don't change your core principles, your core personality, the very identity that is you. And even if you change it, it should be for the better. So I may meet a man today who has certain principles that make me happy. The way he sees me, the way he feels about me, the way he treats me, the way he talks to me, our relationship, the bond, the strength, the foundation, the connection, the emotion, the way we talk, what we build, how we enforce each other's strength, how we are with each other. And I feel like, you make me so happy. I may or may not be able to have children. I may or may not be able to cook. You may or may not have money. You may or not be able to protect me, whatever the case may be, but I want to be with you. But you see the thing, if tomorrow you stop making me happy and tomorrow you start making me feel like shit, you start treating me like trash, you start, you know, looking down on me, or maybe you have money and you start feeling like you're bigger than being with me, or maybe now I can cook, you know, and I can have children. I feel like if whatever changes, right, if we don't make ourselves happy anymore, trust me, if I force myself to stay with you and love you, that's forced love. And to me, that's not really love at all. That's you just forcing it and trying to make it happen and trying to keep it. But yeah, along the way, sometimes emotions may begin to fade. Things may get boring. But I realize there's still this person. I still feel safe and happy with you. So that's what I do. I spice it up. You know, I try to take us out, do activities to bring up that love. I remind myself to love you again. It's work. It's only God that loves everybody, every creation of His, unconditionally. And again, you have to accept His sacrifice to be called a Christian, to be, like I said, to tap into certain authorities of yours and certain grace, per se, right? That the unbeliever is not necessarily tapping into. But that doesn't change the fact that He loves all of us. So I think people should quit saying, and most importantly, believing within you that a gender or a certain kind of people are loved unconditionally. And I say this because it's not just about the gender. It's not just me saying that men think it, so stop saying it, because women are not loved unconditionally. First of all, I'm going to point this out. Women and children are not loved unconditionally. Men are not loved unconditionally. No one in the whole wide world is loved unconditionally. No one at all. There are different reasons for loving people. It must not be cook, clean, or provide, protect that you think is the reason. No. The reason you love a person may not be the reason the next person loves a person. But there's always a reason why someone loves a person. There's always a reason why someone accepts a person. There's always a reason why you stick and hold on to a person and have that beautiful, amazing thing with that person. And I would say the bottom line, there's varieties, you know. If the person provides this for you, the relationship you have with the person, the way the person treats, there's different things. But the bottom line, it all boils down to the fact that the person makes you happy. You are happy with that person and you make that person happy. Once you stop making yourselves happy, it's basically, you know, you can hold on, but I don't know if you can really call that like a really full, fulfilled love, you know, talkless of unconditional love. So I'm saying this because I think that everyone needs to have it in mind. Stop saying it, but again, you can decide to keep saying it, but that's really about the other person. But for you to switch your mindset, to change that mindset and know within you that nobody is loved unconditional, and it doesn't make anything less beautiful. It just means there are reasons why we love ourselves. And guess what? That even helps you, because it makes you understand that, okay, so I should find a person that I can love for whatever reasons, a person that makes me happy for whatever reasons. I don't have to wait for a person to love me unconditionally or to love a person unconditionally. I don't have to follow the reasons people say I should love or the reasons people say I should be loved. No, it's about me and it's about you. How do you make me feel? What do you do to me, in me, with me, for me? How are you with me? How do I make you feel? Because it's not just a one-way street. How do I make you feel? How do you feel with me, in me, of me, like around me? You know, am I able to love you, keep loving you, to multiply this and have this beautiful relationship? And it's not unconditional. The condition is that you make me happy. The condition is that we are able to live together, make ourselves happy, multiply that amazing, beautiful feeling, right? So we need to ingrain this knowledge, this mindset within us, because it helps you understand that, oh, it's okay if a person doesn't love me unconditionally, if a person doesn't love me because of maybe who I am or because of this or that. And it's okay if I don't love a person unconditionally. It's okay if I don't love a person because of this or that. Guess what we need to do? We need to find people that we can love because of certain reasons, and we can make happy, and they can make us happy, and everybody moves on fine. Because otherwise you just sit and you're bitter about how someone is not loving you unconditional, which is what a lot of people do. They're so bitter. You know, women and children are loved unconditionally, men are not loved unconditionally. You are a bit like, relax. Try to find a mindset, a mental space, a way, a philosophy, something to ease that off, to make you understand that that's not really how life works. Everyone is loved for a certain reason. Have you not heard of children running away from their parents? You not heard of children and parents just completely cutting off and feeling that that's for the best, you know? Have you not heard of siblings just going, like, let everybody be happy, right? And then sometimes people stay together. And the good thing is that family sometimes tell themselves that, look, this is family, so I have to work this out. I have to find a way to make you happy, and you have to find a way to make me happy, because we cannot cut off because we are family. And then somehow they make it work. But a lot of the times they don't, and family just drifts apart and goes their own separate ways. And stop thinking that it is one certain kind of thing or few certain kinds of things that should, can, or must make a certain kind of people, a certain kind of gender happy. No, it's relative. When you understand these things, you understand that no one is loved unconditionally. The only person that loves anyone unconditionally is God. Loves the people, creation, unconditionally. Allah, for whoever believes, for whoever is a Muslim. Buddha. Whatever you believe in, that higher power. And again, I don't know the tenets of all religions, so I can't even talk about that, you know, like really talk about that. People who have different religions know the tenets of their religions, and in a lot of religions there's a lot of punishment, so to say. There's a lot of punishment. You do this, no, if you do this I love you, if you don't do this I don't love you. I can't really talk in detail about any other religion. I'm a Christian. So I feel like it's important for us to begin to understand that no one is loved unconditionally. And as much as that sounds like a sad truth, it's a very beautiful and liberating truth, because it makes you understand that life is a give or take. You make people happy and they make you happy. And it's okay for someone to not love you unconditionally. But guess what? It's also okay for you to not love people unconditionally. And it puts you on a plane where you understand that if I can't make you happy, you can't make me happy. It's okay. We need to move on, right? And if I meet someone who I make happy, who makes me happy, I'm going to stick with you. And just keep making me happy. I'll try to keep making you happy. And if it ever begins to fade, we come together, we find out what's wrong. We mend, you know, we build, we get into activities that bring back that love, that bring back that beautiful feeling. And if we find that maybe it's gone, maybe it was never there, it was infatuation, or we didn't know, whatever the case may be, we now understand that, oh, okay, it's okay. I now need to move on, because it's important for everyone to be happy. So guys, let me know what you think in the comment section, guys. Drop a comment, drop a message, and let me know if you agree. Do you think that no one is really loved unconditionally, or do you still disagree with me and think that people are loved unconditionally? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And while you're at it, subscribe and hit the notification bell for more videos, and I will see you next week.